and I'm getting very old. Oh, Marty and the captain, they're surely final friends.
This is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to Weekends in the Park with Marty Lurie and Adam Copeland on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Very good, Kerry.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. Very nice to see everybody this morning. I never know what Rafi and Fish are doing back there. But Hawaiian Airlines contest coming up. We have someone entering right now. Best contest in the history of radio. We're going to send a very happy person round trip to Kona, Kauai, or Oahu. That will be tomorrow.
Hawaii flies with us, Marty.
They do, and they're flying beautifully. Kerry Crowley joins us today. And, of course, I'm wearing my special sweatshirt today.
Where's that from, Marty?
Baseballism.
Love it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, across the street. A great store. We have a lot of fun there. And they
got a hat on from there, too. You got the Wild, the Major League hat on.
And I got a T-shirt on that says Bad Hop. Very good, with an icon that a tooth is missing. Baseball isn't. All right, Kerry, lineups today. Let's talk a little bit Giants Brewers. What's going on with the lineup today?
Well, Pablo Sandoval is in there starting at third base after a three-hit night last night. So Evan Longoria is off. Mike Yastrzemski out in left field after hitting the pinch hit home run last night. And an interesting twist to the lineup today. Usually Buster Posey will catch Madison Bumgarner no matter what. But Stephen Vogt is behind the plate day game after a night game. Figure that might play into it, but the Giants did have two off days this week, so we'll have to check in with Boach when we talk to him at 11:30.
How about Jimmy Nelson? He's going to go for the Brewers today. He had an injury, missed all of last season, but before that, he was one of the top starters in the Brewers organization. He'd been a sort of a good strikeout guy, and then he threw, I think he had 190-plus strikeouts and 175 innings, had a top-10 Cy Young finish. Just talk about Jimmy Nelson today.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's pitched in one game so far this season, a 12 ERA, so the numbers aren't going to tell you the whole story and what the Giants are going to have to deal with. They hit Zach Davies well last night. Thought that was really impressive, especially considering the season that Davies has had, entered fourth in the league in ERA. But Nelson is another guy. If he gets this going for the Brewers, they could be a force to be reckoned with in the National League. I still think that they're short one or two starters, but I think that if Nelson has a strong second half, you're looking at a rotation that could do some more damage this postseason.
Well, he's just coming back. He is only his second start. He pitched three innings against the Marlins. Didn't look very good. You know, he hurt his shoulder diving back into first base and missed a whole year. So they need pitching. And I said it this morning, they've lost five straight on the road to left-handed starters. Now that you've seen the Brewers, I can sort of understand that, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at that lineup and a ton of power in Christian Yelich, Mike Moustakas, Ryan Braun's hit for some power this year, but Jesus Aguilar hasn't at all. He's been just disastrous so far for Milwaukee. And so I think that this is a team that could also use another right-handed bat. They should really be motivated to buy at the trade deadline because I don't think Milwaukee's one of these teams that's going to be an annual contender for years to come. And sure, you could bring up Keston Hira, the second baseman who could help them, but I think they need a little bit more help than that and maybe in one of the corner outfield spots, not Christian Yelich's spot, but you know maybe move Braun around. I don't know. There's got to be something that they can do to put more right-handed bats in that lineup.
Well, it seems like every time the Brewers are poised to make a run, they need to make a move. We saw them do it with CeCe Sabathia. They did it with Zach Greinke a handful of years ago. They still could use, I think, a frontline starter. I know they've been decent in their starting pitching, but you're mentioning getting a bat. Who's out there right now at the right-handed power spot that they could go get?
That's a great question because I've been solely focused on looking at the markets for Madison Bumgarner and Will Smith and seeing where Giants players are going to go this summer. So I really don't have a great feel for position players, but In talking about the trade market and talking about the Brewers, I think both Bumgarner and Smith are fits for that team, and including Smith, who was traded from Milwaukee in 2016 to San Francisco.
And I'm sure they regret it.
Yes.
Getting Bickford and Susak.
Yeah. What a disastrous deal for them.
Yeah. And Zach is here. He was part of that trade, and Zach was against that trade, he told me. But, you know, that's why you have a front office and people vote and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about the Giants? Look, they won three in a row, getting a little better pitching, and specifically Pomeranz.
This is their best baseball that they've played this season, without question. They're 7-4 in June, Marty, and even the series that they lost to the Dodgers, they played really competitively on that Sunday game. The Saturday game got away from them at the end, but they stacked up pretty well, and so I've been impressed not just with the club as a whole, but specifically with Pomeranz and the adjustment that he's made, because you look at who he's faced. Clayton Kershaw and Zach Davies, neither pitcher had a loss when he faced them, and Pomeranz goes out and beats them both. He's got the new arm slot. Says he's still not quite comfortable with it, still learning to throw the curveball. And he's a fastball-curveball guy right now, just two pitches that he's going to consistently. And so maybe if he continues to string together starts, has another solid month, he could be a trade asset that the Giants could tap into and maybe help a team out of the bullpen this summer.
I think he's a bullpen guy.
Do you think overall that's the goal for the Giants, is to get him to a spot where they can move him, or are they still looking for a guy who can eat some innings? Because you get rid of a starting pitcher out of this line or out of this rotation, you've already had Derek Holland demoted to the bullpen. There's not a ton of arms they can have come eat innings for another 3 months.
No, you're right about that, and I think that that's actually one of the reasons that we see Derek Rodriguez in the bullpen right now. I think it's more about protecting his arm and allowing him to work out struggles against major league hitters in a season that they're not going to make the playoffs, right. They're not going to contend, and so you don't stress Derek Rodriguez early in the season. You see what Pomeranz can give you, and then if he goes on July 29th, July 30th, then you use the final 2 months to evaluate some of these young starters, and maybe that's when we see Andrew Suarez come back, or Logan Webb will be off suspension. Connor Menez has had a good year at AAA, or a AA, just got the promotion to AAA, so maybe we see him for the final 2 months of the year.
Yeah, they have to do it. They have to do it. Pomeranz is definitely a trade chip. He's what Holland should be.
Mm-hmm.
Holland can get lefties out.
About a month ago he was.
He better start doing it, or else they're going to get stuck with him when it comes to July 31st. Kerry Crowley with us, Bay Area News Group. How about Crawford? Why does he sort of get a pass here? I mean, he's hitting 60. He's hitting 200. You know, he hasn't been able to break that 220 mark the whole year. Defensively, made another error. He's got 7 for the year already. What's up with Crawford?
Well, I think you compare his situation to Evan Longoria's, and two guys, veterans who have really struggled, haven't lived up to expectations for the last two seasons or so. And so comparing their situations, Longoria has Pablo Sandoval pushing him every single day, vying for starts and giving Bruce Bochy an alternative in the lineup. The Giants don't have anyone to push Brandon Crawford right now. Abiatal Avellino is in AAA. They don't seem in love with him. Otherwise, we'd see him right now. We'd see him come up and platoon a little bit, but they just haven't been comfortable doing that. We may see more Donovan Solano during this 20-game stretch, but again, Solano is not an answer for the future. The Giants just don't have middle infield depth, and they haven't for the last few years, and that's been a failure on the part of this the front office that predates Farhan Zaidi. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Farhan went out at the trade deadline and looked for middle infield depth.
I kind of like what I've seen from Solano. I know he's a journeyman. He's a 31-year-old, I think. He's really a backup guy. He's not going to be a starter for you. But what do you think about Joe Panik? I think he's been doing okay at the top of the lineup. I like him in the leadoff spot better than where he had been earlier in the season. Just what are your thoughts on him right now?
You know, on a contending club, he's probably an eight hitter. I think he's a guy who brings you valuable defense up the middle at second base. He's rebounded after a tough 2017 season defensively. He's been better the last 2 years, and he looks a little more athletic this year. You're never going to have a big OPS from Joe Panik, but I think that we've seen better plate discipline from him over the last month or so, and it's translated into some more walks. And, you know, some of these hits that other guys are getting to fall, he's not, because teams have learned how to shift him up a little bit. And so I think that the Giants would hope that he continues to try and find something in his swing, tinker with an adjustment that will allow him to drive the ball a little bit more, because when he's going well, he's spraying it to all fields, and we haven't seen that enough this season.
7 for 10 against Jimmy Nelson.
So he's in the lineup today.
Well, the against right-handers, Kerry, nice to have you with us here this morning. Against right-handers, the top of the lineup with Panik and Belt, they're getting on. I still say it's the Pilar, Crawford, Longoria, that little group. They got to bust through. Sandoval hit the home run. Pilar hit a home run last night. Yastrzemski hit a home run as a pinch hitter. But you got to get something in the middle of the order. But Belt has been terrific.
It's really gone under the radar.
When Belt is on, get on and ride him. You know,
17
when he's game, cold, forget it. But
17 game on base streak, Marty. I mean, he is far and away the most consistent Giants regular right now. He's been
really
their best
is.
Offensive player among qualifying hitters, top OPS, top batting average on the team, good slugging percentage right now. Belt is doing his job. Over the last, I believe, 3 weeks or so, he's got the third highest on base percentage in the National League. So he is a guy who's slowly started turning on, but it's gone unnoticed because the Giants have just struggled so much. And they're in last place, and you look around at the league, and it's filled with talented first basemen, and so it's gone unnoticed.
You hate to ask it about everybody, but I think on a team that's in the bottom of the standings, you have to ask it, is he a part of the plans of the future?
I think so. I think you look at his contract, and it's very difficult to move. And really, what is the incentive to move a guy like Brandon Belt right now? Because he is your best offensive player. So if he's under contract for 2020, 2021 and continue to help you in those years, I think you keep him around unless you're really going to find a deal where you've got can't-miss prospects coming your way. But because they owe him over $40 million, that's just not going to happen.
I think Joey Bart pushes that envelope at some point.
Yeah, at some point. But you need him. You need Belt.
You do.
Belt. Absolutely. Boy, interesting to watch this team. They scare you, and they can't get anybody out, and all of a sudden they start looking like the Giants again. Isn't that funny?
It's the month of June, Marty. Last year they played 18-10 baseball in June, and this year they're off to a 7-4 start. So where's this been the other months? They look really competitive, locked in. Even when they're losing right now, it's been better. And it all started after that that New York series that just didn't go their way. And so they've won three in a row here, and they've looked really good.
I like it.
No, I think they look better, too. Tuesday night was sort of a sloppy win. I thought Tuesday night was a little funky.
The Padres didn't play their best baseball this week, but the Giants did force them into committing some of those mistakes.
They were exposed. So where is your I found it in the ocean shirt?
My I found it in the ocean shirt? Max Muncy has got all of those right now. I think he's trying to get anyone who would possibly put it on to wear one.
It's fun, isn't it?
I like it. I love it, actually.
I said it. I think it's great stuff. Yeah. Let them both bark at each other. Let them both act the way they want to act.
Thursday in L.A. is going to be great. It's the most anticipation I've seen for a game. Bumgarner against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, probably for the last time as a Giant. I mean, that's what baseball's about. You look forward to those matchups. There's 162 games, but some you circle weeks or months in advance. That's one after last weekend that I immediately circle.
How about Pomerantz and Hill?
Pomerantz and Hill could be fun. We're going to learn a lot more about Drew Pomerantz.
How about curveballs?
Yeah. Can Pomerantz sustain his success against those Dodgers lefties? He pitched so well against them last time. Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager. Can Drew Pomerantz prove that he can help a playoff team as a left-handed pitcher?
Always a good story.
Yeah.
Always a good story. Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow. All right. That is Kerry Crowley right here, Bay Area News Group. Always good stuff. More coming up right after this.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.